Across the country today, kids are rummaging through yards, fields, and parks in search of Easter eggs. But in some parts of Texas, kids are looking for special kinds of eggs called cascarones, real eggshells filled with confetti. Once kids find them, they break them over each other's heads. And for one woman in Austin, they're also a powerful connection between the generations. Patrick Davis has more.
Easter is a time of rebirth and celebration. But for Denise Solis, it's also a time of loss. Her mother was diagnosed with stomach cancer in 2003.
She was sent home on hospice right before Easter season. And I was like, Mom, you want to make these Easter baskets? And she's like, yeah. And so, you know, she couldn't do a lot of things at that point, but she could fill eggs with confetti.
In those final weeks, Solis spent a lot of time with her mother, meticulously emptying eggshells and filling them with confetti. Her mother died the day before Easter that year, and Solis delivered those Easter baskets, filled with cascarones, to her young cousins the next day.
I remember us, you know, they were the youngest of the family at the time, about 3 and 5, and us chasing each other around the backyard and breaking those eggs, the cascarones, over each other's heads and just thinking how special that was.
Over the last couple weeks, every time Solis cooked an egg, she would carefully poke a hole in the top of the shell, remove the egg, and leave the rest of the shell intact.
You just crack it. I think I found with the knife, you stab it and then peel back immediately the pieces.
Then she rinses and dries the shells. She even dyes some of them bright colors.
Now that they're all dry, we're going to stuff some confetti in the egg shells. So we put a little white glue around the outside and then put some tissue paper to cover it.
Scholars say cascarones have been a part of Texan Easter celebrations since the state was part of Mexico. Norma Cantu is a humanities professor at Trinity University in San Antonio and grew up with cascarones in Laredo, Texas.
The egg is kind of a symbol for that opening up, for that entrance to a new life. And that's what Easter is. It's the celebration of the resurrection.
Now Solis carries on this tradition with her husband Dominic and their 4-year-old son Noah. She hides the cascarones. And when Noah finds them, that's when the fun starts. Smashing the eggs on each other. Filling their hair with confetti. Solis says cascarones always remind her of her mother.
She was always showering us with love and care and wanting us to feel special and have fun and just seeing the confetti flying in the air, I felt the love.
For NPR News, I'm Patrick Davis in Austin, Texas.